أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون. In the previous ayat, we read that after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had received the Torah, and in the meantime the Bani Israel started worshipping the cow, the bull, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven them that guna also. This is the great mercy. This was not a guna that could be really forgiven if, as according to our thinking, because committing shirk with Allah is a very severe guna. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most loving, most kind, and the Bani Israel were the chosen people of that time, so Allah ta'ala had forgiven them. After that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam chose 70 people, and these were the choice people of his ummah, and they were the people living right in his time, to go and meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When they came to the appointed place, then they requested Musa alayhi salam that they want to hear the voice of Allah, the kalam of Allah, that Allah be reciting the Torah. This was accepted when a cloud appeared and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got absorbed in this cloud. And then Allah Ta'ala read the Torah and they heard it with their own ears. After that, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam emerged again and asked them, did you people hear the kalam of Allah? Then they had this audacity again, even after they were forgiven, after the terrible sin, they had this audacity and they said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ. We will not believe in you, Musa alayhi salam, حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. Until we don't see Allah Ta'ala openly, without any veil. And yet there were two great sins of theirs. One was also open kufr, that they said, we will not believe in you. Not to believe in the Nabi of the time, this is kufr. And this guna also they were guilty of. And the other, this great disrespect they showed to Allah, that they demanded to see Allah Ta'ala openly with their eyes. In other words, they also claimed in that we are fit to see Allah. We are so like good and pious that we can see Allah Ta'ala. So that was the other great sin. So for that Allah punished them. These were also terrible sins they had committed. But Allah sent a lightning and they saw this death of theirs coming. And that in itself is 1,000 deaths. To when you see your problems coming, and one is you are taken suddenly and you just die. But this you see one by one, your problems are coming to you, and terrible problems. So they saw their death coming, and وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ, and you saw it happening. And after that, they were taken. They died. All of them died. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِكُمْ. Phir utha khara kya humne tumko mar gaye jo peeche. Then Allah Ta'ala says that after you had died, we brought you back to life again. This was again the great mercy of Allah, and for us also it shows the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. They were not in a coma, they were not in a sleep or in a dream or anything. Actually more took place, and they saw the life of the akhirat also. All that also they had seen, what happens after life, all that they had seen. And then Allah Ta'ala brought them back to life again, so that they get more chance of making tawbah, istighfar, more chance of turning to Allah Ta'ala and gaining the closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Also in this, they had what everyone has normally, imani istidlali. The iman that we believe in, without seeing we believe. But this was iman-e-shuhudi. Allah had granted them that they saw the life of the akhirat. Everything that happens in the akhirat, they saw it with their own eyes. And that iman is a very great, like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they have that glow. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was granted Mi'raj. Musa alayhi salam spoke to Allah ta'ala. All these are the great favors of Allah by which the Anbiya's iman is at a very, very high level. And our iman, we haven't seen Allah Ta'ala, we haven't seen the akhirat, but yet our iman is there. These people, they were the chosen people, they committed this terrible big gunas, but Allah Ta'ala brought them back to life to give them a second chance again. We also should understand, whenever we go through any difficulty, trauma, and a motor car accident, financial problems, marital problems, illnesses, and Allah gives us again good health after that, we should also turn more to Allah Ta'ala. Allah is giving us a chance again after your difficult condition. We have brought you, we've given you again everything. So turn more to Allah Ta'ala. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ تَاكِتُمْ إِحْسَانْ مَانُ. So we shouldn't just take it that I got ill and now I'm better. And now also presently with all these conditions we are going through. And now the protocols etc. are being eased. It shouldn't happen that we just go back to our old life again. Again to all types of outings, weddings, functions, all types of our evil. But we should take a lesson from this and turn more to Allah Ta'ala and become more obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So this that happened to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's people, Allah has mentioned it here in the Quran for us to take lesson. That Allah has that qudrat that even after death coming on a person, Allah can bring him back to life again. And this was not exclusive for them, but Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came well after Musa alayhi salam. And Allah blessed him also with this great miracle. He would stand at a qabr and say, Qum bi idhnillah. Get up by the command of Allah, and that person from his qabr will get up again. And there are many other instances like that also. We should have this full yaqeen. This should increase us, make our iman and more stronger of the life of the akhirat, that it is a reality. Until today, though they are dreams, but many people see dreams of the akhirat also, of the good conditions of what people are enjoying there, etc. So we should have that full yaqeen on the life of the akhirat, which is the real life. And we should also understand Allah's great mercy and qudrat, and Allah's great favors upon mankind. Those were the chosen people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which are far superior than the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Bani Israel also. And the amount of shukr we have to make that Allah, out of His own kindness and mercy, gave us birth in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. We can never ever be thankful enough to Allah Ta'ala. We should continuously and really appreciate this verbally in our hearts, and mainly by our actions also. We should show this a great appreciation that Allah has put us in the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And also we learn from here never to lose hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter what gunas we might have committed, these people worship the ox. Worshipped, they showed so much of disrespect to Musa alayhi salam. They said, we don't believe in you. They showed disrespect to Allah, but still Allah's mercy was there. So we must never lose hope, make tawbah, istighfar, turn to Allah at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana.